You know, I attended a debate that he and Dan Wallace of, professor at Dallas Seminary had on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill, just before my oldest daughter enrolled there as a freshman. And so it was kind of like, it got a little bit personal, right? Because we only live about 45 minutes away from Chapel Hill. And what struck me in that debate, which I live tweeted, by the way, I mean, it's fascinating, is that while Dan Wallace had most of the evidence on his side, I believe, somehow Bart Ehrman, with his charismatic style and his home field advantage there at UNC, managed to look like he had won the debate. And I realized that, you know, the truth doesn't always win out, and debates are not always the best way to settle a given issue. So the idea for Truth and the Culture of Doubt was born, and also the, you know, the more popular version, Truth Matters, where we try to methodically dismantle Ehrman's arguments one at a time, as you know, on topics such as suffering, problem of evil, alleged contradictions in the Bible, alleged corruption of scripture, problems of in the transmission of the text, historicity of Jesus' resurrection. I mean, all the key topics for the faith. And we even, as I think you realize, have a kind of a short question and answer guide for people who might find themselves confronted with some of his quick talking points, that remain pretty constant on the different shows where he gives interviews, you know, and some of them are very persuasive, like on the surface, and it throws people for a loop at first. And so we really wrote that not for fellow academics, but just to equip college students, you know, what do I do when I find myself in Religion 101 or New Testament Survey, you know, with Bart Ehrman?
I think there's an idea out there that that we just have these kind of four books that no one knows who wrote them. They all contradict each other. You know, there's some mysterious Q document if you can even get back to there. And it seems like Bart Ehrman has kind of popularized, and we'll get a little bit more into it, the Bauer hypothesis, and kind of made it popular, or people seem to enjoy it, and it seems like he found the perfect niche in between kind of the new atheism movement and then people kind of growing out of that and saying, oh, look, us skeptics don't have to just say, you know, oh, I don't believe, you know, there's responses that we can give to the Christians that they hold this book up, and it seems to shatter before them under the weight of Ehrman. And that seems to be started to be dismantled within your book. Obviously, he wrote books on it. You wrote chapters on his books almost. See that there's definitely a lot more to say there.
So you're saying that basically the idea for this book and the other, the Truth Matters book, came out as a result of that debate situation.
Exactly. I actually talked to some students there afterwards because I was curious and, you know, how it came across to them. I know how it came across to me, but, you know, I'm a seminary professor, so I was really more interested in, were they swayed by his charisma and, you know, by some of the salesmanship, if you will.
Yeah.
And I talked to one girl there. I went with one of my students, and so the two of us almost did kind of a little survey there at the door. You know, what do you think, kind of thing. And the one girl, it really struck me what she said. She said, you know, I come from a Christian home, and I feel like I want to still hang on to my faith. So even if the Bible isn't true or isn't totally true, I think I still can believe in Jesus.
Wow.
You know, and it just kind of struck me. I mean, we don't want to lose people like that, you know, because he's undermining their confidence. He's kind of the apostle of doubt, if you will, you know, and so the title, Truth in the Culture of Doubt.